The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Democrat Tim Kennedy will be the next congressman representing New York's 26th congressional district after cruising to victory in Tuesday's special election. The race was called just minutes after polls closed, allowing Kennedy to claim victory.
This victory is your victory. This victory is our victory. Tonight, we are one step closer to preserving democracy. We are one step closer to protecting human rights and freedoms across our country and across the globe. And tonight, we are one vote closer to a Democratic majority in the House of Representatives.
Kennedy claimed nearly two-thirds of the vote in yesterday's election. He's expected to be sworn into office within the next 2 weeks. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown is proposing major increases in spending and taxes. He'll outline his plans later this afternoon when he delivers his State of the City speech at Shea's 710 Theater. He'll unveil a budget of nearly $618 million, a 7.1% increase over last year's $576 million in spending. The budget also proposes a 9% tax levy increase. The proposed budgetary increases, the mayor's office says, are due to a number of factors, including rising inflation and increases in the areas of settled union contracts and health insurance costs. Five deputies ruled responsible for the death of a man incarcerated at the Erie County Holding Center are being ordered to each pay $1 million to the victim's family. The jury ruling is in connection with the 2012 death of Richard Metcalf. The damages are in addition to the $95 million Erie County was ordered to pay earlier this month after the jury found the county was liable for the deputy's use of excessive force. According to WIVB, county officials are reviewing options to pay for the civil judgment, including a possible tax increase.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Well, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown will deliver some harsh fiscal news to city residents during today's State of the City speech. His plans call for a 7.1 increase in spending and a 9% tax levy increase. But before he could make the announcement, the path first needed to be cleared by city lawmakers, as we hear now from WBFO's Holly Kirkpatrick.
The Common Council voted 6-3 to amend a local law to allow the city to raise property taxes by more than the 2% limit mandated by the state in Tuesday's Common Council meeting. According to the amendment, the increase of the property tax levy beyond the 2% cap is, quote, necessary to maintain fiscal stability and for the provision of essential municipal services at current levels. The council needed a supermajority of 6 votes to approve the amendment to the city charter, and that was secured by yes votes from council members Leah Houghton-Pope, Zanetta Everhart, Mitch Nowakowski, Brian Bowman, Joel Ferroletto, along with Council President Christopher P. Scanlon. Council members Rashid Wyatt, Joseph Golombek, and David Rivera voted in the negative. Holly Kirkpatrick, WBFO News.
On Tuesday, Governor Kathy Hochul highlighted the state's investment in artificial intelligence research, which was approved in the state budget earlier this month. And as we hear now from WBFO Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt, Hochul hopes it makes New York the next Silicon Valley.
Hochul and state lawmakers approved $400 million in public and private funds for the project known as Empire AI.
We always dream big. We have our Erie Canal moment right now. This is how significant this Empire AI initiative is.
It will fund the building of a large-scale AI computing center in New York that will be accessed by a consortium of leading universities. They include Columbia, New York University, Cornell, and Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, as well as SUNY and CUNY schools. Hochul says currently only the largest technology companies have the resources to create AI-related computers. She says that gives them outsized control of the emerging technology. Ogle says a publicly built AI database offers access to researchers at universities, public interest organizations, and smaller tech companies who might otherwise be left behind. She says it also has the potential to create thousands of good-paying jobs and revive the flagging upstate economy.
And the state, with the passage of our budget, now has the resources necessary to do something which is quite extraordinary, to make available the supercomputing power of AI available to every student who wishes to avail themselves of it in the state of New York. This is a great equalizer. It is going to create great opportunities for jobs and commercialization, new jobs, new entrepreneurs.
The state budget provides $275 million in grants and other funding for the project, while the remaining $125 million comes from private funding sources and the universities themselves. They each have to contribute $25 million. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
The possibility of a new musical fair theater facility now rests in the hands of Amherst residents with a special vote in the coming months. A referendum to put the theater troupe's contract with Amherst up for a vote has been approved by the town clerk's office after receiving a petition with nearly 4,600 resident signatures. The Board of Elections has validated more than 4,300 of those signatures. Resident Shelley Schratz says letting the community decide is a win regardless of whether the vote goes in favor of musical fair.
It's a win regardless of what happens or how it all works out. We're a group of groups that just came together, and now we've got the same mission. So our goal will be to get people out to vote. And we do believe that people will get out to vote because how the members of this community have educated themselves.
If the vote goes in favor of musical fair, the town will take an $11 million bond to build a new performance space. The theater troupe would pay Amherst $3.3 million up front. Public radio is a crucial part of our community, and because it's here for everyone, everyone can get involved. Share why you support WBFO on social media today during Public Media Giving Days. Independent public radio relies on community support, and Public Media Giving Days are all about letting everyone know how important that is and how they can get involved. So do your part today by spreading the news and by giving at WBFO.org or by calling 1-877-456-8870. And as always, thank you.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.